Representative Rashida Tlaib about the information that came out that Governor Rick Snyder is going to transfer some funds from the senior cooperative housing to implement the emergency financial manager legislation, and how, if you look at it from the perspective of the governor, they're trying to find funds for the emergency financial manager legislation. And Representative, we wanted to give you an opportunity to finish your thought.
Well, you know, I just think it's really important for listeners to understand that when we vote on pieces of legislation, it is important that they're open and transparent about how much is it going to cost taxpayers. And, you know, if we were told that over $4 million was going to be taken away from our seniors, I think people would have undoubtedly paused before they supported any kind of massive, you know, movement towards, you know, pushing emergency managers rather than elected officials to run our local units of government.
So let's set aside the fact that maybe you don't agree with the emergency manager legislation. What are we supposed to do to save these funds so that they don't get switched?
Well, I can tell you that the leadership of the appropriations tabled this item, probably because they were as surprised as we all were that this was going to be funding auditors and accountants rather than programs for seniors. So right now, I would ask folks to call their members of the legislature and say, is this true? And, you know, what is the $4.4 million going to really be used for? And you know, for folks to choose rather than go ahead and push it forward without any kind of education of the public that we're taking money away from seniors. I mean, they've already been taxed, as you know. They've been hitting them really, really hard this past year. And as tax season approaches, I think people are going to feel the pain of the fact that that our seniors who are increasingly becoming disabled and needing our care are not being taken care of in the state of Michigan.
Was this a sneaky low blow?
Venture is that, look, it shows that the priorities of the state is just not where it needs to be. I mean, we need to be protecting our middle class, our seniors, our working folks. And, you know, and then there's a process that needs to be followed. As a member of the House, I can't tell you how surprised I was, as well as my other members of the appropriations, that we were being asked, without being approached prior to, for, you know, over $4 million to be taken away from seniors that live in our communities for the emergency financial manager. So for us, it is a huge blow, but also more importantly, it's about process and respect for each other's constituency. And we should have all the information before asking to be voting on something so major.
All right. Thanks so much, Representative.
All right. Thank you.